Let's pick up Lillian in Ohio, and she's got some questions about her intestines. Are you there, Lillian?
Yes. Hi,
well,
Dr. Marshall.
How you doing?
All right, and yourself?
Good. I would say your question is kind of unusual in that why do we have problems sometimes without being able to hold bowel movements?
Yes.
And I would say that you know, there could be many issues here, but the first thing you always want to look to is whether or not there's an interference field that may be reflexing to the hemorrhoidal ring. And when that happens, it can reduce the normal energy flow to that area, and as a result, ultimately choke off the nutrition and allow that area to go to dysfunction a lot sooner than it should. And, of course, the things we want to look to here is we want to make sure the bowel movements are easy to pass, they're not too large, they're not straining or stressing or hemorrhaging or causing bleeding at the hemorrhoidal ring. And I think the other thing we want to look to is, as I said, the interference fields, a blow to your tailbone, a serious blow to the low back. These are the kinds that are most commonly known to reflex to the hemorrhoidal ring. And I have had a case of a man who was a karate expert, and he had 5 scars on his body, one on every appendage and one on his low back, that all reflexed to the hemorrhoidal ring. And he was he had had 4 hemorrhoidectomies, and since they weren't working, they were going to take his entire colon. Yet when he got the privilege of seeing QRA, quantum reflex analysis, he was able to medibody pack those scars, eliminate that interference field, get the normal energy flow back to the hemorrhoidal ring, and voila, it healed up, and he didn't have to have his entire colon out. So certainly things like this are possible. The other thing I'd be looking to is that most of the time seniors are not digesting the food well. And when this happens, what we see over and over again is the body's kind of starving to death. And everything's in trouble. And so in America, pretty much the men die at 72 and the women at 78. And the only reason the women live longer, in my opinion, is because they don't keep eating so much food. They eat less food.
Okay.
Does that give you a good picture?
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye
now.